Hello, and welcome back to Midday Bach. I am your host, Ethan Semendinger. It is a beautiful Monday, September 23rd, 2019, and you are listening to 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio out of Easton, Pennsylvania. Today we'll be continuing our listening of The Art of Fugue by Johann Sebastian Bach with contrapuntists 8 through 11 and 12 through 13. At the half hour, we'll be playing our second of 15 inventions, before going into Aaron Copland's Our Town Suite and Christopher Simpson's The Four Seasons, Autumn. Thank you so much for listening. This is Midday Bach. I hope you enjoy our show.
Thank you.
So that was the Art of Fugue, Contrapuntis 8A3. Little correction, last week I said we played that song. Unfortunately, we ran a little over during the half hour and didn't get to that. That was a triple fugue. Three different subjects were in that song, each with their own independent expositions. We'll be now playing Art of the Fugue 9A4, a la duodecima, which is a double fugue, two subjects occurring dependently, and an invertible counterpoint at the 12th. Let's see if you can hear that. I probably can't, but it's just something to note of interest with the crazy stuff that Bach was able to do in such pristine and intricate music. So, Art of the Fugue, Contrapuntis 9A4. And that was Contrapuntus number 10, A4 e la Decima. That was also a double fugue, once again with two subjects that were occurring dependently. And in this song, there was an invertible in the tenth, or an invertible counterpoint. We will now be listening to Contrapuntus 11, A4, with no extra little name, just Contrapuntus 11, A4, which is, again, a triple fugue, employing the three subjects of the Contrapuntus 8 in an inversion.
Thank you.
And that was Contrapunctus number 12. That was one of the mirror fugues, in which a piece is notated once with, and then with voices and counterpoint completely inverted, which is why there's technically two Contrapunctus 12s, A4, A rectus, and A4, B inverted. So this is now Contrapunctus 13, A3, once again, rectus, and then A3 inverted. So this will take us just about to the half hour of our show. We have now reached the half point during our show Midday Bach. Once again, You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio out of Easton, Pennsylvania. I am your host, Ethan Semendinger, and you are listening to Midday Bach. This is Johann Sebastian Bach's 15 Inventions. This is number 2 in C minor. And at the half hour of the show, we like to take a brief pause and fill you all in with some general knowledge. So on this day in the year 1930, September 23rd, Johannes Ostermeyer was issued a patent for the first flashbulb used in photography. All you people who like to take photos with Polaroid cameras nowadays, now that that's making a reappearance in society, you can thank Johannes Ostermeyer. Famous guy, obviously everyone knows him. What a absolutely the most important guy in photography, probably according to some people. Not me though. Continuing on, this day in history, in the year 1642, the first commencement at Harvard College, that is in Cambridge, Massachusetts, was held. In the year 1845, the Knickerbocker Baseball Club of New York was formed by Alexander Joy Cartwright. It was the first baseball team in America. Additionally, in the year 1846, astronomer Johann Gottfried Gale discovered the planet Neptune. This has been the half hour of Midday Bach. After this, we will be listening to Aaron Copland's Our Town Suite, an 11-minute long piece about autumn, as today is the official first day of fall, or autumn, in the Western Hemisphere. Again, I want to thank you all for listening to Midday Bach, and as we now go into Aaron Copland's Our Town Suite. Thank you. And that was Aaron Copland's Our Town Suite. It was actually the musical composition for a 1940s film called Our Town, about a small town of Grover's Corner in New Hampshire. In writing this piece, Copland explained, for the film version, they were counting on the music to translate the transcendental aspects of the story. I tried for clean and clear sounds, and in general used straightforward harmonies and rhythms that would project the serenity and sense of the security of the story. Copland arranged about that suite, about 11 minutes of music, and actually dedicated that to Leonard Bernstein, who was a very famous composer and conductor, known for West Side Story as one of his biggest works. We will now move into Christopher Simpson's The Four Seasons. You may notice that this does share some similarities with Vivaldi's Four Seasons, except Christopher Simpson was born, he was an English musician and composer who lived from about 1602 or 1606, very few records are of this man, until about 1669. This was music mainly for the viola da gamba. So a little new, interesting type of music to listen to that's not a piano or whole concerto. So I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
that is the end of Midday Bach for this Monday, September 23rd. Once again, you are listening to 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio out of Easton, Pennsylvania. I am your host, Ethan Semendinger, and this was Midday Bach. I would like to thank you all so much for listening. Today's selection was a little bit of Bach, continuing the Art of Fugue, Contrapuntus 8 through 13, Aaron Copland's Our Town Suite, and Christopher Simpson's The Four Seasons. I hope you all enjoy the rest of your Monday, and I hope you found this 58 minutes of classical music to be relaxing. Again, thank you so much for listening, and have a good one.